RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
TMR.
The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
You're listening to The Morning Rush with Chico and Angel.
Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're halfway there.
It's hump day. Right, Wednesday.
Yeah. So, you know, when I walked in the booth, I was like, oh, it is a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. You're hearing songs from the 2000s, my grade school years. And, you know,
yes,
I really just...
Di
pa tapos yung statement ko. Nagre-react na kaagad. Yeah, I remember. I was like grade school, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember these 2000 songs. And I was like, yeah, okay, it must be Riot. It really must be Riot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Wait, I wasn't informed. Are we playing like 70s songs?
What's that? You know, what's that? What's
70s? Wait a second. I'm confused.
What's 70s? I'm not familiar.
So, ay, ay, ay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Let's just get back to work. We've got our top 10 for today. Thanking the super malas guy for the topic. Today we're doing hashtag at first... But then...
I was afraid. I was petrified.
But then... And then... Meron ding but then dun, down the road. Diba? At first I was
but
afraid.
But then I spent so many nights.
Thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong.
Actually, it's like a shortened version.
It's like a shortened version. At first, but then... at first, masaya ang inuman. But then, may asaran... Tapos may pikunan. Ayun, nauwi rin sa iyakan.
Ay.
And it's so sad when it starts off. Oh my gosh. Speaking of.
What?
You know, I had the weirdest dream.
Really?
I had the weirdest dream. So it was the three of us, Marky, you, and I.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, I don't know, were we drinking? Were we like... Basta we were like bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, I don't know what we were doing. Tapos na-mention ko lang daw na parang, alam mo yun yung pagkakaiba natin. Like ako, something about, I forgot it, something about me not telling my feelings, pero I feel it agad. Pero ikaw naman parang, when you feel it, you say it agad. But uh-huh. Something that, I know it's so even vague. Because I don't think that was the point. Bigla na nag-iba na yung mukha mo. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. So sabi ko parang, I'm really, really sorry. I mean like, I didn't mean like you were like this. I mean like, smayado, umiiyak. And I was looking at Mark and Marky gave me this look. Ay, bahala ka dyan. Kasi umiiyak ka na daw. Umiiyak ka na. So I was like, no, that's not what I meant. You know, I just meant ganito, ganyan, ganyan.
Oh no! You made me cry.
You got so hurt though with what I said. And I was like, no, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying, you know. This is like, di ba, like usually on the show, mag-aasaran ta. Like, hala, ba't siya umi?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate it that I can't even remember
what you said exactly.
What I said exactly, but yeah.
Ay, nako. Foreshadowing. Pinaluha ako.
And then, another example. At first, but then. At first, perfect jowa. But then, nagsimula na yung parang may mga late night alis. Tapos yung uuwi ng duguan. Tapos may ililibing sa bakuran.
Oh my God.
I don't know, ah. I don't know.
It sounds like a movie.
Parang suspicious.
Suspicious?
Baka, Medj.
At first, I was jaded and only thought that love was only for stupid fools.
Damn.
But then you came along and taught me that there is no broken heart that love can't fix.
Stop! I hate that we can't remember the title of the movie.
But we remember the blurb.
But we remember that. We remember those words.
There is no broken heart that love can't fix.
But, you know, I don't think most people start off super jaded. I don't know. I feel like experience that's what makes you jaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like, because when you're young and you haven't experienced anything yet, you're actually so excited to feel things and to even get brokenhearted. It's, alam mo yun, parang it's like a checklist of the things that people go through.
Parang ano siya, coming of age.
Yeah.
You kind of expect. And because like in the movies, it looks so, it just looks cinematic. You don't realize it sucks to be in that position, to be in love with somebody and then, you know, it not working out. Akala mo parang, oh, it's going to be cute. I'm going to be crying. I'll post a cry fee and then my friends will all call me up and fuss over me and then we'll go drinking and then I'll meet another boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, akala mo parang ganon. Yeah. It's always like, you don't realize getting your heart broken is not fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it can be traumatic and
it can be
like
traumatic.
Life-changing.
Yeah, I do fear for some friends who have never actually experienced love yet.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, alam mo yon, if you get your heart broken when you're like, let's say, over 25, that's already a little, you know, when you get it broken for the first time.
For the first time.
Over 25. It might be difficult to bounce back.
It's true, though. But I think we were meant to go through that at a younger age.
Yeah.
Yung mga tipong high school, college level. Parang dapat yata. Kasi like, I think if you get broken up in grade school, the ones who really started earlier, I think it's more melodrama than actual drama. Kasi parang wala pa naman talagang, kasi mahirap pag medyo, yun nga, pag medyo high school, college level na, medyo totoo na yung feelings mo. Kasi, you know, I mean, I'm sure some people will still disagree na, what do you know in high school? But, you know, let's face it, ano na siya, masakit na siya.
True.
So, I think it's better that we feel it on a smaller scale.
Like, get used to it.
Get used to
kahit
it already.
Konting practice lang.
And you know, not to belittle, ha? Like, early love experiences. Pero the stakes aren't that high yet.
True.
Alam mo yun, yung wala pa nung mga, wala pang talk of marriage, and wala pang kids, wala pang, mas mahirap talaga when you're like a little older and more experienced.
And you're thinking about the future already. Kasi when you're younger also, a lot of those experiences come from unrequited love.
Yep.
Hindi siya yung relationship na nag-break kayo kaya ka na broken hearted after.
Right.
Diba?
And another example, at first, prim and proper siya at hindi makabasag pinggan. But then, one night, she comes into the bedroom wearing an all-leather catsuit holding whips and chains.
A lady in the streets.
Oh.
A freak in the sheets.
Wow. And alam mo yun, like lalo na if you had no idea that there was that side of them.
It could be a legit side of them, but it could also be them trying, you know, trying to make you see them in a different light.
Yung parang, let's experiment.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm not into this, but parang it's interesting.
Yeah.
Ay, mga ganun. Diba? Pwede rin. And one last example. At first, akala ko high school reunion lang. But then it turned out, pataasan pala ng ihi, payabangan ng achievement, at padamihan ng clout.
Did you ever play pataasan ng ihi when you were younger?
No. I mean the figurative version.
Not the literal version.
Not the literal version. Na literally pataasan ng ihi. No.
I remember someone telling me about, like, doing stuff like that when they were young.
Na ganun. Because I don't know what the point is. Are you better? Because you have better urethral control?
Boys being boys.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. But no, not really.
Because parang hindi pwede sa'yo yun because you're too modest. I'm guessing you were even more modest as a child.
I remember when we had like a urinalysis, yung across the board.
Mm.
You know, like everyone had to do it. Everyone would just wee-wee in the in the urinals.
Yung, mm-hmm.
Kasi okay, in our school, yung OG pa yung urinal namin. Yung hindi siya individual.
Yeah.
It's basically a wall na meron lang catchment sa baba.
Mm.
Tapos there's like water constantly running through the walls.
Okay.
So iihi ka dun sa pader. Basically, that's the urinal. So tabi-tabi kayo, ganyan. So magkakakitaan kayo kung tabi-tabi kayo. When I had to do the urinalysis thing, I had to go to the bathroom para
to a cubicle? Ako
lang mag-isa.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday, Chico and I, you know, did something like that. I wanted to do it together. You know, I would have...
Hello sa inyo nga, di ba? Hindi masyadong sarado yung door.
Yeah.
Sa amin, like, completely open.
Just with your back turned
just
against the
door. Just with our back, yeah. And because I was like, do you mean... Wag ka masyadong isasara. Sabi niya, sir, hindi. Pag lalaki, hindi nakasara at all.
Can we just talk about how uncomfortable that was?
Yeah.
Because it's like a tiny, tiny bathroom.
Yeah.
With nothing. Like, you can't put anything anywhere.
Yeah.
No hooks to hang anything.
Yeah.
Tapos, you're supposed to leave your stuff outside.
Ang naisip ko kasi, for girls, I was like, are they supposed to sit down on this
thing? I did
thing?
Not. Of course was, I didn't.
It looked so grimy. It,
yeah,
it
my
was
God.
So scary.
And yung talagang pag-spread mo, spread. Kasi yeah. You don't wanna, yun nga, yeah. You don't want your skin to be in contact with anything.
Para siyang ano eh, no? Para siyang like isometrics. Like you're doing some sort of like squats
I can't.
Exercise.
I know. Alam mo ba na, the first, nung I squatted, I didn't look kasi. Tapos pagtingin ko, I was off.
You were off.
I malayo pa. So I had to scoot. I know, we had to move a little bit further.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so uncomfortable. I could not wait for it to be over.
Yeah. Well, for us kasi, it's infinitely easier.
Yeah, I basically had to pee on my hand.
Kasi kami, we have like an inborn spout.
Yeah.
So we really do have a way of like, you know, aiming it where we want it to go,
yeah.
Single stream, you know.
I know.
We don't dribble.
So unfair. I swear.
Yeah.
And at least you can see the cup.
We can.
While you're doing it. Because for us, it's like you're trying to find it, but yeah. Like, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Your analysis is much easier for guys. Suffice it to say.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we were talking about this yesterday. I have never failed shooting it into the cup. I mean, I'm always completely dry when I... Kasi nga para it's easy to...
You have good aim.
It's easy to aim, diba? And like, yeah. Ang ano ko pa, ang usually pa na problem ko is, diba usually when you have to collect your pee, you have to like super hold it in, right?
Yeah.
So by the time it's time to collect, you're like bursting at the seams. And so my problem pa is more like, I have more than what is necessary.
So you have to...
Tapos usually kasi the technique that they say is that you have to collect midstream.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, push a little bit out first, stop, and then put it in the cup, stop, and then drain the rest. That's the difficult part for me, stopping.
You
because
can
that's
stop?
The hurt. I can't. I mean, you have to. Or at least just pause a little bit, just enough so that you can shoot it back in. Para hindi nga messy.
Oh, well, for me, you know, you I don't really stop. I just...
Collect.
I let it out, like, you know, wait, then find it.
Oh, no,
find
no,
the
no,
stream.
No. See, that's the thing. Like, for me, it's like I want it very neat and very, like, dry.
I swear.
So I have to stop the stream. And yun, medyo mahirap yun because it's like, pero ano lang, like, literally split second. Like, okay.
So, good bladder control.
Yeah, among other things. Okay, so there you go. What a wonderful topic to open the show with. If you want to join us for the top 10 at first, but then go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag at first, but then in all your tweets.
It is Rise Wednesday, so we're playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s. And if you want to request for anything, go tweet us at rx931 or text us 0961-1367-931. We're on Telegram and Viber. Watch out for Tea Over Coffee. That's coming up for now.
Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee.
Mom, Monster RX 93.1. It's time for Tea Over Coffee. Let's talk about Drake, or in this case, fake Drake. Drake appeared to laugh off a TikTok video trolling him about celebrating his pal Millie Bobby Brown's 18th birthday, but it turns out the musician isn't on the platform at all. A rep for Drake exclusively confirmed that the One Dance rapper does not have TikTok. However, there's a clip with an account purporting to be him that has now gone viral. In the clip, a user joked the Hotline Bling rapper is likely thrilled that the Stranger Things star is now of legal age after their friendship raised eyebrows in the past. The TikToker posted a photo of Brown with text over it that read, "Drake after Millie's 18th birthday announcement." She added audio from SpongeBob SquarePants that said, "Finally, I've been trying to catch you boys all day." Brown actually turned 18 on February 19, and the video was shared on the social media platform 3 days later. A verified account claiming to be Drake just got wind of the viral video, replying, "Lol."
Oh.
So apparently that's not Drake, but I wonder why it's verified.
I know, right?
That's so weird.
That's so strange. Unless it's lol, like, you caught me.
I know, right? But yeah.
Gets, parang pwedeng ganun eh, like... Lol, you know, I've been caught.
Their unlikely friendship first made headlines back in 2018 when Millie revealed that the rapper texts her.
Oh.
A lot of people thought it was really weird because, like, she said Drake would give her advice when it comes to boys, and she was like 14 and he was 30. So that's just a little weird, but, you know, she cleared the air when people kind of called Drake out. Like, why are you texting Millie Bobby Brown? You're an adult and you're texting a kid, basically. So Millie posted on her stories, like, you know, why you gotta make a lovely friendship your headline?
Right.
So she kind of defended Drake and their friendship. And she said she's blessed to have amazing people in her life, like Drake, in the industry to kind of help her navigate. Millie Bobby Brown is currently dating John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, with whom she celebrated her 18th birthday with a throwback theme party.
Nako, magsasabunutan to with Maxim De Winter. Because he's a dead ringer for, di ba yung kinikwento ko na she is so confused.
Dad versus
if she
son.
Likes the dad better, like better than the son, or wala, ano na ba, na overtake na ba yung
yeah.
dad? Because he looks like Bon Jovi when he was that age.
So apparently he's with Millie Bobby Brown. Oh. I can't believe she's 18 though.
I know, right?
Parang wow.
The first time we encountered her, she was like in 14?
She was 11.
11?
I know, but
well, 11
her character,
is, yeah, the
right?
Character. Pero she was 14, right?
I think at the time.
Alam ko parang ganun eh. Like,
man, time just flew by. I mean, can wow. you believe it? But it would be really weird if in the future Drake tries anything with her. Because it would sound like he groomed her. Alam mo yun, yung parang trying to form a relationship with a young girl, trying to earn her trust.
When technically pwede naman because she is of age.
No, well, when he started the whole thing, right? Well, technically, pwede na now, but it would just seem like he groomed her.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? Because, yun nga, he started talking to her way back.
But she is in a relationship, so.
Let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But yeah, it will be really weird if Drake tries anything, so I hope he doesn't. I hope
okay.
he just stays friends with her.
Yeah. Para rin people don't jump to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Even if, let's say, there was no grooming involved.
There was no intention.
Like, there was no intention. Like, literally, they were, aliw lang siya. Maybe he's a fan. She's also a fan of his. And, like, literally nothing sleazy. Like, ganon. Like,
maybe like,
I don't know.
Little sister vibes.
Yeah. Tapos, let's say, down the road, they meet again as adults, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and then they get into a relationship, people will still think that it was a grooming situation.
Siguro, when you say down the road, maybe when Millie is in her late 20s,
younger,
like early 30s,
right?
I think that would be fine. It would just be weird if
yung
he,
talagang literally the moment
like,
inantay
lang mag-18.
Yeah.
Oh, diba? That would be really weird.
That would, yeah, I must say, that would be a little weird.
Yeah. But let's give Drake the benefit of the doubt. Maybe, you know,
diba? People were so, people were so like, why is this a thing? There was a time when nauuso yung, whether it's a guy or a girl, alam mo yung mga underage celebrities who are, you know, like, yung mga nasa 16, 17, yung merong ano, meron silang countdown clock.
For them to turn 18?
For them to turn 18.
Oh my God,
like a website.
So creepy.
Like, if you go to the website, it's just a clock counting down na, okay, 1 year, kunyari, 17 na sila. Parang 6 months to go. Ganyan. As in to the second, ha? Merong clock. And people were like,
okay, now we can
so
thirst over this person.
Yeah, like literally like vultures waiting for them to turn legal.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And multiple celebs yan, ha? I forgot. Kanina ko ba unang na-encounter yan? Like Zac Efron or something. Basta parang ganon. Ganong era pa. Like hinihintay lang nila mag-18 so that it's legal to like
to post
be thirsty
stuff, probably.
Over them. Oo,
yeah.
Parang ganon.
That's just creepy.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Somebody
super.
Would come up with a website just to count down until a young celebrity
mm-hmm.
is legal?
Very sus.
To say the very least.
I know. Yeah. But there you go. That's the tea. How do you feel about it? Let us know at RX931 on Twitter. You can also text 0961-1367-931.
Riot Wednesday. They're back to you. Riot Wednesday. The best times of your life.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And thanking the Super Malas guy for the topic. Hashtag. At first, but then. Let's start off at number 10 from Say. At first, sa chat, sobrang cool vibes kayo. But then, nung nag-meet na kayo, catfish pala.
That's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in a movie like Nina Dobrev and that Asian dude.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? I keep forgetting his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even that.
But even then, di ba? Like parang the first reaction was not positive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, nagkataon na lang parang she got stuck there and, you know, pinakiusapan nung guy na to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
But in real IRL, I mean, I would be on the first plane back home.
Same. No, and it's just the deceit part more than being unhappy with what you see. Alam mo yun? It's like, wow, what else did you lie to me about?
Actually, even if you do still find them attractive, but the fact that, kasi parang kumbaga lucky ano na lang yun eh, na gusto mo rin pala yung itsura niya. Pero obviously, there was intention to deceive you into thinking they looked something else.
Which would be so weird. So, you mean, even if you were reverse catfished,
well,
you still wouldn't
appreciate? Not naman reverse catfish. Kunyari, ang ginawa niyang itsura nung profile niya eh, to you is a 10. Tapos nag-meet kayo, tapos 7 naman pala or 8.
Yeah.
Better looking pa rin yung the one that he or she was pretending to be. Pero not bad. And kunyari, ito yung pinresent niya sa'yo in the first place. Siguro G ka rin naman.
Yeah.
Gets? Yung parang, but still, yung parang, you know what? I probably would have still gotten along with you had you shown me your real self, but the whole point that you lied to me,
yeah,
it's a big no, right?
So weird. What do you call it again when they show you a photo of themselves of themselves? Pero ano siya? Like maybe when they were younger.
Kitten fish.
So yeah. What if they used a photo pre glow up? Diba? Parang mas okay yung ganun.
Oh, mas okay pa yung ganun.
Because it's still them and you're pleasantly surprised.
You know what?
When you see
for
them.
Me, ano na lang. Honesty in advertising.
Just give me
just
a recent photo.
Just be transparent.
Yeah.
Just a recent photo, di ba? Or at the very least, sige, just to catch their attention. You know, maybe your best photo. Pero immediately, kasi ako ganun eh. Like, I wouldn't want them to be like, nyari, lalo na pag from another country, for example.
Mm.
Tapos yung pupunta dito. That's exactly what I would avoid for them to say, oh, I thought you looked like this. How come iba yung medyo iba yung... Like, I know it's still you, but just maybe not as refined version that you presented online, I would hate that reaction. Like that look of disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So ako, kunyari, medyo seryoso na, like almost immediately, I would show like more realistic pictures.
Yeah, and I would think it's strange, kunyari, coming from a faraway place, like another country. Kasi hindi man ako nag-video call before actually meeting up.
Yep.
That would be a little...
Hindi, some people nga, if especially weird. Kung medyo catfishing ka nga, you would avoid it. You would find excuses.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my ano is not good, my internet is not good, mm-hmm. oh, my camera is broken. You know, I mean, you will find a way to make excuses. And actually, if you were the other person, I would be very suspicious.
Same.
Yung ayaw magpakita, yung laging merong, like, I can understand once or twice. Pero yung ayaw magpakita and parang...
Ever.
Very ano na, very pag may dahilan.
Pag ayaw. Maraming dahilan. Pag gusto,
maraming paraan.
Yeah.
Yun, di ba? Parang, come on, if you really wanted to do video call with me, you would find a way. You would borrow a laptop. You would borrow somebody's phone. Or I don't know. And now, lalo na now.
I know.
It's so easy. I mean...
Unless you live in the mountains and alam mo yun. But the fact
na may
that
internet
you,
issues, yeah.
But the fact that you have an app, alam mo yun, means you have a working internet. So, ang weird.
Yeah. Number 9 from Not Isidro. At first, todo pa pogi. Forma kong forma. But then, after all the years, kayo na, wala nang pakialam. Hindi na nag-aayos.
I don't like that thought just because, I mean, I get it that you become more comfortable. And I guess a lot of the times, couples just both end up doing it.
Yeah.
Parang when one person does it, the other person also follows suit, diba? Pero parang, I especially appreciate seeing couples who try to keep looking good together.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, the whole relationship. Walang parang sudden decline.
Yeah.
But actually, it reminds me of college. Kasi in college, during your orientation, parang sasabihin na yan sa'yo nung mga upper classmen. Na parang, you know, in first year, you know how to tell you're like a frosh? Parang it's when you're all made up.
You're all dressed up.
OOTD ka.
Right,
kasi
right.
Those who are like mga nagtithesis na or actually kahit second year pa lang, parang usually you kind of dress down
over
already.
It, diba? Yung parang, unless that's your thing.
But I didn't get over it in my case.
Ayun, see, that's what I'm thinking. Because meron tao talaga na, alam mo yung tipong like think hard, evangelista.
Like, if you take pleasure in that.
You take pleasure in it. Kasi for some people, you only dress up to impress people.
Yeah.
Not because you're very... Pero alam mo yun, pag kunyari, you already have your core friends, you know that doesn't matter how you look like, you already have your tribe, you'll relax, diba? Because that's the only reason you were dressing up, to impress people.
Probably, yeah.
But if you really love it, it's something that you enjoy, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing it, you'd still do it.
And I would think now is probably a different case na kasi with social media and people posting all the time.
Yeah.
Feeling ko, kahit upper class man ka na, medyo nag-e-effort ka pa rin. Compared
That's
to
true.
Before.
That's true. Number 8 from Arch Aguilar. At first, I hated running, but then now it's my favorite hobby. Especially running away from my problems and responsibilities.
That's my favorite cardio.
I could never. Kasi it ano eh, I'm a worrywart.
Yes, you are. Ako naman.
I could never escape from it. Kasi whatever I do, wherever I go, I'll be thinking about it. So it's better for me to just face it.
Like take care of it now.
Take care of it now. Yeah.
For me, I'm the type na, yes, I would eventually face up to my responsibilities.
Yeah.
But I will try to delay it for as long as I can.
Oh, no.
Like, sometimes you're parang, oh, I just don't want to deal with it yet. Like, can we just
like, ano nga,
live
like, if I have pending stuff and we're about to go on vacation, I really always tell Baby Whale na, No, I'm going to finish everything now.
Kasi you don't want to return tapos kailangan mo gawin ulit lahat.
No, and I will not enjoy a single minute of my vacation knowing that I have unfinished business waiting for me back home. Like, I need to just finish it.
Well, I guess it depends also on the responsibility. Kasi minsan iba-iba eh. Like, there are certain things that are easier to take care of versus yeah. others. Especially, I think for me, the responsibilities I try to avoid are those that doesn't directly concern me.
Okay.
Like, responsibilities that, for some reason, napunta sa akin.
Yeah.
Gets, alam mo, not like the bills and all that stuff. Of course, that stuff, I take care of immediately.
Immediately.
Because it will impact my lifestyle, right? My life. Pero yung gano'n na parang, kunyari it's like a familial obligation or like something like that. Parang, you know.
Because I could have really experienced it many times. You know, sometimes kasi unavoidable.
Yeah.
Like you have some deliverables while you're on vacation.
Ay, pag work kasi wala kang choice.
Ang mahirap talaga. Kasi like you're like, alam mo yung parang, okay, I'm enjoying. Wait, I have to do something. Okay, I'll relax again. I'll swim in the ocean. Oh, wait, I have to do something first. Mm. Ahon ka muna kasi kailangan mong tapusin. Yeah, that's not fun.
Diba? Like,
it's not fun.
Just to give you an example. You know, my parents are in the States, right? But we have a house here.
Yeah.
So, like, yung amilyar. Eh, bayaran na ng amilyar. Yung parang, eh, ako yung responsible for, like,
right.
you know, taking care of that. But actually, I've never done it. Like, I always pass it to my tito.
Mm.
And he does it.
Yeah.
So, I just basically...
coordinate lang.
Coordinate, mm. oo. So, ganun. Pero pag mga ganun, parang they're not as fun. I mean, not that any other responsibilities are fun. Pero they're just not as exciting or you don't feel as accomplished na ginawa mo siya.
Yeah.
Kasi parang it doesn't directly...
Just get it out of my way.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Number 7, coming from Mike Ferrer. At first, it was just for curiosity, but then it became an addiction. Yeah, any hobby, any something that you get into, ganyan naman talaga nagsa-start. You know, and I have to admit, you know, I've been through this.
Like Pokemon? Collecting?
That's not an addiction, excuse me. Let me just correct you.
If that's not
messy.
An addiction, I don't know what is.
Kasi, di ba, like, dyan talaga nagsistart. You know, just like, the literal addiction, which is like, you know, narcotics. Usually, you start off with something very light, something
try
very,
lang.
Ano, try lang.
Peer tapos, pressure.
Ayan na, biglang enjoy mo na, tapos may regularly na.
And euphoria you levels it, ka na.
You can't stop anymore. I mean, that is the nature of addiction. And it's the same thing with substances. It's the same thing with hobbies. It's the same thing with games. It's the same thing with
spending.
Any kind of obsession.
Shopping.
Yeah. Like, yeah, literally, true. It can be even sex. Diba?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of celebrities have actually gone through rehab. Sex addiction.
For sex
rehab.
Addiction. Porn addiction is a
porn
thing.
Addiction. Diba? Like, David Duchovny, Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
They have gone through sex addiction
you know,
rehab.
I really feel like I did go through porn addiction.
Yeah.
For a while. I think now it's not as bad. Like,
yeah.
you know, I still watch it when I can, when I want to.
Yeah.
But it's not as much as I used to.
Because they say it becomes an addiction when, for example, when it comes to that, corn. Pag kunyari hindi ka na maka-form ng actual relationship or you can't even have intimacy IRL, alam mo yun, yung parang ito na lang, this is the only way you will get off if you like watch something on the internet. When you're with a real person, you can't, you know, perform anymore because it's not that. Yun, that becomes a problem because it already leaks into your, no pun intended, into your actual life.
Yeah.
Pero yung kunyari, you just do it for, ano, well, it still depends, no?
It depends. Kasi like, for example, kaya I'm saying na parang feeling ko had an addiction. Like, the stuff I had, like parang, the things I had to do to get access.
Yeah.
Yung parang when I think about yung effort involved, ganyan. Parang, that was more than
you were acting like a druggie already. Yeah.
Yeah. Yung parang may secret ano pa ako meet up with like a seller. Yung ganung level. Yung parang medyo wait lang. Parang yeah, that was a little too much.
Yeah. See, yeah. Ganun naman talaga yung nature niya, di ba? Like, just like the stereotype in our heads of what an addict will be like. Yung, yun nga, yung shaking. Tapos they don't want to show you
when
their
you
face.
Need it.
And then you like do what you will steal just to be able to get your fix. Ganun naman talaga.
You know what cured it? When it became so accessible.
And then you didn't have to like...
Yeah, I didn't have to go through anything drastic just to be able to access.
Parang hindi na siya ganun kabawal.
Oo. So, parang that's actually... And parang feeling mo at some point, you've seen it all.
Yeah, that's true.
Yung ganun, yeah.
Number 6 from I'm Not Looking. Nag-take ng risk. At first, nag-take ng risk. Sabi nga nila, love rewards the brave, diba? But then, ayun, olats. Well, I just tell myself, at least no regrets.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a good way to think about it.
There's never a guarantee.
Yeah.
Whether sing tapang mo pa si Andres Bonifacio when it comes to pursuing love. Doesn't mean you're going
that
to
you'll be
live
successful.
Happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. Tsaka kasi, you know, not just with love. You know, when it comes to like, for example, like investments. So very recently, we were thinking, okay, this is what we need to do to make sure na hindi tayo maloko, hindi tayo maano. But then it will cost a lot of money.
Mm.
And then we were like, you know what? Let's just do whatever it takes. Let's spend whatever it takes. At least, even though hindi pa rin siya 100% safe, meron pa rin chance na maloloko ka, at least you know in your head, look, we did everything that we could to ensure na hindi tayo maloloko.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Gets? Yung parang, kasi pag kunyari meron kang one or two steps na hindi ginawa kasi mahal, you're like, tinan mo sana kung ginawa natin yun.
E, in
mo,
the mas, long run, mas gumastos
mas malaki pa,
pa
yung nawala natin dahil naloko tayo, diba? Or na-scam ka.
That happens a lot.
It really does. So for me, parang, you know what? Do everything that you can. If kunyari talagang wala pa rin, you can go, eh, wala na akong magagawa.
True.
Masyado nang magaling yung kalaban ko, di ba?
Wala nang konsensya yung mga nanloko sa'yo talaga kasi.
Kasi you've already done whatever you can, right? Number 5, coming from Camilo. At first, akala ko friendly lunch date lang. But then, he asked if we could extend to coffee. And then, to dinner. Ala, maya-maya, tinatanong na if I want to spend the night over.
Okay.
Ang bilis, ha?
I mean...
And lalo na kung yung usapan nyo talaga, ano pa lang, lunch lang.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung nag-segue na nag-segue.
But if you really hit it off, you know, like in the movies, di ba? Ganyan. Parang...
It's a nice experience.
Bira naman talaga yung you go into it thinking that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Parang it just so happens na you don't wanna end the day yet.
That's true, though.
You wanna keep talking to them. You wanna keep...
Well, I should
spending
talk.
Time with them.
I should talk.
Why?
That was our official first date.
You were supposed to just have coffee.
You know what? Now that we're talking about it, I don't know if we actually planned it ng buo or segue siya ng segue. Pero definitely, our first meetup after, of course, we met already, right?
Yeah.
In a different setting.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung first like, hey, let's get together. Yeah, met up for like lunch, tapos naging merienda, tapos naging dinner.
A sleepover.
Dessert, yun. Tapos diretso na ako ng RX the next morning.
Oh my God, Chico!
The
oh
next
my
morning.
God!
Yun yung ano, yun yung bigla akong ano, may iyak kanta ako sa But If I Let You Go ng Westlife.
Did you bring clothes? Or yung suot mo the day before?
Probably ko ano yung suot ko the day before.
Oh my God!
Because I really don't think, we planned it. It was the walk of shame. Kasi alam mo yun, I had my mascara running down my face.
That was messy bun.
Alam mo yun, tapos yung ano na, yung I was walking with one of my heels in my hand. Tapos yung nag-teeter-totter ako, teeter-tottering to the station. Oh, what happened to you? Long night.
Tama-tama, di ba sa Makati Ave kayo? Parang ano,
yes!
Pasok yung look.
Pasok. Pero yung like the subsequent ones, ano na planado na. Like kunyari nga, pag kunyari, you know, we would go to that place in Makati Ave. Medala na akong unan.
You learn your lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi, di ba?
Hindi, tsaka yun, ano na siya, parang staycation na siya. Yung
Kasi parang, siguro at that point, you were already in a relationship.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Pero yeah, I remember that first.
Oh my gosh. I bet you felt more than, alam mo yun, more than shame, feeling ko, it must have been euphoric.
Yeah.
Kasi parang it's you're on such a high you know from why, the experience.
You know why I freaked out? It was because I realized, crap, I think this is serious. I don't think this is a hookup. I mean, on paper, the skeletal details of the situation, it was like a hookup, right?
Yeah.
We just met. But then, that's where the panic sort of came in. Because I was like, crap, am I really getting to my first actual relationship?
Am I really diving head first?
Yeah. And then that's when it's like, ayoko. Look, I'm gone. That was my decision at the start of the drive. Pagdating ko ng mga Guadalupe, yun na. Kumakanta na ako ng... But if I let you go, I will never know.
That was when you decided.
What my heart... Diba?
That was when you decided.
That's when I decided na parang...
Okay na, let's take that plunge.
Nakakatakot siya, yes. But will you be able to live with yourself thinking that, you know, you actually like this person, but, you know, you let them go because you were too chicken.
So you dove head first for the second time.
Ano? Full body. Full body dive. Cliff
yung ano,
diving.
Hindi.
Yung sa Boracay, yung cliff diving. Ganon.
Or yung parang nesty. Yung commercials before. Yes. Yung sa pool.
Yung ano, back first.
Oh, yeah, backwards.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, that was the thing. Kasi nga, di ba, you know me. Like, I'm not like a hookup kind of guy. Na,
yeah.
Na tipong, oh, bawal mag I love you. That's the whole point of hooking up with someone. To say I love you by the end of it. Ganun ako kasi. No, because, you know, I'm a romantic. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, it worked out.
It worked out.
I mean...
It worked out. I mean, of course, it could have gone the other way, right? But, yeah. I mean, it could go either way.
So, I mean, alam mo, ano, very inspirational yan.
Mm-mm.
Diba? To those that are afraid to take that leap.
That plunge.
Mm-mm. Parang plunge talaga.
I know. Like, yun nga, the nasty plunge. Uh-huh. Number 4 from Juice Blank. At first, but then, at first, mahapde. But then, pag nasanay ka na, kahit gawin mo pa ulit-ulit, parang sanay ka na. Yung ano, yung pagdilat ng mata underwater sa ocean. No, because you know what they say? It's actually more painful to open your eyes while swimming in a pool than it is in salt water because your tears are salty.
Actually, tsaka diba yung solution natin for contact lens?
It's salty. It's brine. It's yeah. You know, I mean, it's
salty.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. But I can never. Kasi I'm a contact wearer. Yeah. So obviously you can't do that. Or you might lose your contacts. Tsaka
that's
it's
true.
Super painful.
No, it's not really for that. Pero I remember kasi pre-contacts when I still had glasses on. As a kid, actually pre-glasses. I would really open my eyes underwater in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yun pool pa nga yun eh.
Uh-uh.
So usually alam mo yung pula-pula na ng mata mo afterwards.
Yeah.
With the chlorine and the but yeah, it was not a big deal for me. I didn't need goggles when I was a kid.
It was one of my challenges when I was trying to learn how to swim kasi I've learned how to seasid first.
Yeah.
So ang nangyayari, I would go underwater with my nose pinched.
And kasi your eyes closed.
And my eyes closed.
Ang hirap na.
And my other hand extended out front.
Yeah.
Parang trying to find the
so
dulo.
So you don't ngud-ngud on the floor.
Hindi.
Right?
Tsaka parang pag natouch ko na yung from one end to the other. Pag natouch ko na yung other end. Yung parang alam ko na safe na.
You're
kasi
safe
I
na.
Can actually pull myself up. Right. Niyak malulunod. So alam mo yung the anxiety you feel when you can't feel it yet. Yung parang I'm about to run out of air but I'm not touching anything yet. I just have to keep like,
why
you know.
Why did you wear goggles?
I don't know. In the beginning, parang...
It would have been so much easier.
Actually,
because
yeah.
You know what you did? You were like sensory deprivation.
Uh-oh.
Which is so scary because you don't know up from down. You don't know left
yes.
from right. You feel like you're floating in space.
Yes.
That's scary.
Yes, I don't know why. I wouldn't get on the goggles.
I wouldn't recommend that if I were the one teaching you. I'd
yeah.
be like, wear goggles. Para nakikita mo kung nasaan ka, di ba?
Yeah.
That's such a scary...
Well, after that, I think I learned na it's much easier nga to do with goggles
With
on.
Goggles, yeah.
And I even bought a nose clip. Yung parang
yeah.
hindi mo napindot
yeah.
yung nose mo.
I love that. Kasi I used to do mga... mga tumbling, ano, yung gusto ko yung
like stunts underwater.
Stunts underwater. So, yeah, nose clip would have been nice. Kasi, either that or just get a mask. The one na kasama yung
parang
ilong.
Parang pang scuba.
Parang pang scuba. So, takip ang mata and ilong. With that, you can like do whatever you like. Tumbling, tumbling.
You know what? I used to wear that in a pool.
That's fine.
Parang hindi ko dinjudge yeah. ako ng mga tao.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, I used to wear that a lot. In a pool.
Sabagay. That was and you're a legit swimmer, so...
Hello,
yeah.
It's our pool. So,
well, it's your pool naman. Kasi like, for me, kasi parang condo pool. So, there
still,
were other people.
You know what I mean? Anong pakinila sa'yo?
That's true.
Number three from Rice Rice Baby. True story. With my boss / director for a video shoot where I was the model. At first, outfit shopping for his brand. Hello, maya-maya, ginawa na niyang dinner date. It was so uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Bad yan. I mean, yeah, there. Like, even if they don't, even if they're very respectful and they don't actually try to cop a feel, that's still...
Boundaries pa rin.
Tsaka ano?
Ano, yung... person of authority and someone... Like, lower. Diba?
When, kasi remember, siya yung director. Makakahindi ka ba?
Exactly.
You're working for him. Yeah, that's not good. That is not a good look.
And especially yun nga, if you feel, if you're alone, if ikaw
yes.
lang, wala man lang ibang...
E di naging date.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And you have to, like, kunyari. If you were really out shopping, tapos alam mo, inabutan na kayo ng meal.
Mm.
Be very upfront. Like, are you comfortable or do you want, like... Like, I'll go get something to eat, you go get something to eat, and then let's meet back up.
Yeah.
Or if you're okay with it, are you okay if we, like, have lunch together? Alam mo yun, yung make it very official, hindi yung parang magiging parang dinner date na siya na uncomfortable.
Parang
yung
blurred lines.
Blurred lines. So, yeah, that's not good. Number two from Queen of Dead. At first, OT lang every month. And, tapos, naging araw-araw. And then, gusto nila pati Saturday and Sunday. And take note, ha? Walang bayad yan.
Isn't that illegal?
That is illegal. OT is always paid.
Yeah. I mean, pwede kang mag-complain sa dole, I guess.
Actually. The top, at first, but then, comes from Memski.
Memski says,
at first, BFFs sila ng mama ko. Then, after the wedding, ayun, kulang na lang magsapakan sa UFC Octagon.
Which happens. Diba,
yeah,
I talked about this before.
Yeah, we talked about this
na
before.
Ganun talaga, yung parang close na close.
Parang
nothing,
may switch.
But, kumbaga yung review, rave reviews.
Rave reviews.
Oo,
on both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
And then, when it becomes like official and you're a part of the family, parang it just, I guess because when you're officially a member of the family already, they can also
relax,
deal with you like they would any other family member.
Alam mo, in as much as your jowa will put their best foot forward when meeting your parents, parents do that too.
True.
They also put their best foot. Hindi lahat ng parents, parang yung sa movies ha, na papahirapan kita. Diba? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lalo na kung gusto rin nila yung boyfriend, girlfriend, they will also try to impress them.
Actually, minsan more than yung papahirapan pag nag-asawa na, it actually could be because he had such a good relationship when you weren't married yet. Pag nagpakasal, yung feeling nila, your relationship also goes higher or like to the next level. So, mas nagiging in your face sila.
Yeah.
Like, they overdo the, I don't know, the
again,
familiarity.
The
yun nga, yung parang they're around all the time suddenly. Because they feel like, you know, hello, you're like my daughter, my son already.
At saka yung parang biglang, nagpa-plan kayo ng trip na kayong dalawa lang. Tapos biglang,
sama na.
Ay, sasama kami. And syempre, it creates a little bit of friction.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you tell them na, oh, we were kind of planning this to be some sort of like, mini honeymoon, tapos sasama na yung loob nila.
Eh, lalo na tapos, pag you have kids na.
Exactly.
Tapos may apo na sila.
Exactly. And then, feeling nila yung lalo naman your call when it comes to disciplining your kids, parang if they feel like they can veto your decision by virtue of them being your parents.
Oh no, yeah.
So they have veto powers.
And that becomes a problem.
That becomes a problem. So there you go. That's what we're looking for. The top 10 ways to, you know, fill in the topic at first. But then, if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag At First But Then in all your tweets.
Here at RX93.1, it's Ride Wednesday. All American Rejects Move Along, requested by ODH on Twitter. Hope you enjoyed your song. Before this, we played a bunch of other requests. Something from Jennifer Love Hewitt, Bare Naked. Going out to your cup of Tino, who asked for it over Telegram. We also played Wrong Impression by Natalie Imbruglia earlier. Let's say good morning to 7070. Your request is coming right up, so just wait for that. Hello to Milky Bear, who says hi to Powie and Yeah. Hello to Breakfast Lover as well, who says, good morning, mortals, on the way to LLDAQC for permit processing. What permit?
No.
Hello. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. Hello to Simply Jean. Good morning to Juice Blank as well. What's up to, let's see, Chinito Ken, who says, usually pag need nakabukas yung pinto, it's for drug test, not urinalysis.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Routine DT. Hello to Archer Aguilar, Kui Anthony, Mama Juvie, Happy Pill. Jungkook's girl says, good morning and happy birthday to Min Yoongi, a.k.a. Suga of BTS. Happy birthday!
A little ano lang, little backgrounder. Usually si Jungkook's girl magpaparamdam yan mga gitna na ng show, ganyan. Hala, pag-birthday ni Suga. As in, nangunguna. One of the first tweets we got today.
Nauna pa nga tayong tweet niya sa akin.
Oo, nauna pa. Grabe talaga. I must say, the devotion.
Right? So, I'm sure all the other armies are celebrating. Hello to Melai Supergirl. Good morning to Uno. And we want to say good morning to Bernice as well. Hello, Chico and Hazel. Please greet me and my hubby, Carrie. We're on the road listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Take care on the road. What's up to AOM? Good morning to Mila as well. Happy Ride Wednesday. And hello to Kay. Have a good Wednesday. What's up to Elle? And also saying hi to the whole DSC Manila team. Good morning to Irvin Atanig. Good morning to you too. And we want to say what's up as well to everybody on Viber, like Lauren, who says, good morning, rushers, at sa mga kapita-pitagang hosts ng TMR. Only because Marky's not with us yet. Good morning to Ega Lazaro. Hi to Annie. And yung dalawang bagong hakot na rushers, Kit Kat and Dens. Good morning.
Nice.
Welcome to the fam.
Welcome.
What's up to Rose Ann Lopez, who says, Diyos ko, Chico. Sorry. Pero nung narinig ko yung sinabi mo, napasabi talaga ako ng, talaga ba Charmaine? May call pa naman ako when you said na yung 2000s yung childhood mo.
Correction, grade school.
Grade school?
Grade school.
Talaga ba, Charmaine? Good morning to you, to Rose Ann. And what's up to Mark Enriquez? Thank you for tuning in. So many requests. Just keep them coming. We have about 3 hours left. Or not really. More like 2 and 12.
And so.
So send over your requests via Twitter at RX931. Tweet us directly at Hazel Hottie, at Chico Garcia. Or you can text 0961-1367931. We're on Telegram and Viber. And coming up, we've got OST. Ride Wednesday and Monster RX93.1. Playing music from the 2000s to the 2010s. Craig David's Walking Away. Going out to Butter Baby once again. So many messages. People requesting to include that bit on the podcast. Hindi, sabi kasi nila, like sabi-di, oh, sabi niya, ramdam yung saya dito. Excited talaga kayo for the promo, no?
Sobra talaga. Mm-hmm. Sobrang excited.
Tapos super. sabi ni Krister, yung per DTI, kayang-kaya basahin, yung napakalaki.
Hi
guys, hello to you guys. Juice Blank, John Snow White Wolf, hello to Ronaldo Quino. And a lot of people are requesting for tracks older than the year 2000. But, you know, we only play 2000s to 2010s music every Wednesday, except for OST. So we might, you know, include your older requests for our future OSTs. Hello to, let's see, Shay Bulong also. Good morning. Requesting for some Avril. I'll try to play that for you in a little while. Good morning, Miggy Hidalgo. Also saying hi to Lai NY. Good morning to Bogs Tutanes. And also saying hi to Abigail. Thank you for tuning in. Also saying happy birthday to Suga. You know what? Since we can't play BTS quite yet, because it's, I mean, their songs aren't old enough for Riot Wednesday.
Right?
We might as well play something in honor of the birthday boy from 2003. Enjoy this next track by Baby Bash featuring Frankie J. Suga Suga.
Right.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thanking the super malas guy for the topic at first, but then let's start off at number 10 for Maxim De Winter. At first, sabi ko, sino ba to? But then, I can't remember life now, not fangirling over him.
Oh.
And she actually sent us a photo of her little shrine.
Oh my God. I can just imagine.
I guess for a lot of people.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. Alam mo yung parang, sino ba to? Sige nga, let me try. And then I don't know. Like, because there are a lot of artists na yung, I'll try it out and I'm like, oh my gosh, this, they're so good.
Yeah.
Tapos parang, you know, it just stops at admiration. And I don't know where that bridge is crossed when you become like an absolute fan.
Yeah.
Yung parang you root for them, pinaglalaban mo sila, nagagalit ka pag natatalo sila sa charts, pag hindi bum, or pag may nagbabash sa kanila.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's that intangible membrane that you breach.
You know?
You become like a, parang a logical fan to like a, an all-out fan.
I literally said, sino ba to? When I saw, when I kept seeing Lisa Vanderpump on Hey You, because I had that streaming platform already for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always see her. Alam mo yun, di ba pag nag-open ka ng platform, parang may naka-cover lagi.
Yeah.
Like, I would always see her. Like, siya lang. Alam mo yun, siya yung parang bida-bida dun sa, sa site. Pag binuksan mo, and I'm like, sino ba to? Hindi ko naman siya kasi kilala.
Right.
So I had no idea who she was. But then, yun nga, I got into Real Housewives siguro months later.
After.
And then, yeah, that was when I realized, oh my God, yeah, siya yun. Siya yung nakikita ko lagi na photo. And yeah, bigla na lang, di ba, it became an obsession.
I know, right?
So, kasi pag ibang, pag iba, minsan hindi mo naman sila nakikita. Like, for example, for athletes. Like, kilala mo na sila before you become a super fan.
Right,
you
know? Right.
You casually watch them already, probably. So, you already know who they are and the team they play for. Ganun. So, pero ikaw ba pag nanonood ka ng, nung na-discover mo yung mga favorite mong tennis players, for example.
Okay.
Did you ever go, sino ba to?
No. Or at least, hindi ganun yung tono. Where it, sino to?
Anong Instagram nito?
Anong at?
Oy, speaking of tennis, ha? Super controversial na naman si Zverev nga. Diba,
okay.
We talked about what he did.
What
the
he did, right?
He pulled, after a match. Anyway, he basically got a year of probation.
Okay.
That was like his quote-unquote sentence by the ATP. Na probation for a year, and if he misbehaves at any point, he will be fined, I think $25,000, if I'm not mistaken, $25,000, and he will be suspended. But people were saying, how does he get off, like, alam mo yun, so easily, na parang probation lang? Why don't you suspend him now? Why don't you fine him now after what he did?
Because medyo major yun.
And may history na siya, di ba?
Outburst niya.
And also with all the stuff that's, you know, been talked about, even outside tennis,
yeah.
Outside of tennis.
Medyo crazy yun eh. I mean, I have never seen even the pinaka-hot-headed players like hit the actual chair.
Yeah, Serena Williams literally said, if she pulled that stunt,
I have never seen anyone do that.
Sabi niya, baka nasa jail na siya now.
Yeah.
Kung ginawa, kung siya yung gumawa yeah. Nun. So medyo questionable din nga. Their decision to just put him under probation.
Okay.
Parang I feel like they're treating him with kid gloves, but he's no longer a kid. He's been around for a while.
Well, not so much, but I think they know that he's a moneymaker.
He's the quote-unquote future.
Parang golden boy. You know,
so. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
In the eyes of Chico, maybe.
Oy, na-tarnish na because of that.
But talaga?
I mean, nakakatakot naman kasi. No, not so much nakakatakot, but more like,
it's not a good look.
It's not a very appealing characteristic.
Yeah.
When you're that kind of hothead.
True.
I mean, minsan, even if, let's say, you do agree with his call, and you do feel outraged, kunyari lang, kampi ka dun sa point niya. Parang the moment you take it to a physical level, to the point na hampasin mo yung chair.
Yeah.
Parang it's, I don't know.
Na ano ka ba?
It's not good.
Na Nate Jacobs ka. Na
medyo,
Jacob Elordi and Euphoria
medyo.
Ka ba dyan? Diba?
Kasi parang it's, wala lang. Yung parang, it wakes you up.
I
kinda
know.
Like, it kind of like, is like a splash of cold water.
Takes you out of that
takes
illusion.
You out of that, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yung parang like, ay, you're okay. Mm-hmm. Medyo may ganun ka.
Yeah.
Alam mo, you take a couple of steps back, you're like, yeah. Okay.
Buti pa si ano, Mackie McDonald. Walang ganyang anger issues.
Ay, madali naman akong kausap. tara, lipat.
Magpapalit na ng ano, favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, to TBH, ano naman? Share naman sila dun sa Thrones.
So. Okay, alright. Yeah.
Mas ano lang kasi, mas high profile lang kasi.
Hindi, tsaka kasi mas successful si Zverev.
But give him time.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Diba?
Kaya, tingnan natin.
Let's go, Mackie. We're rooting for you.
Go.
Ano?
McLovin.
Oh my God. I guess.
Yeah.
I hope he comes here.
Sana, no?
Kasi, di ba si Chichipas went to the Philippines and he loved it here?
Yeah. Even like as a vacation.
Oh,
as a, yeah, that would be cool.
Guest siya dito, ganun. Ay. Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Leave ka? Alam mo yung, kung sino may pinakamarami alam sa tennis, yung pa yung pinag-leave.
Oh my God.
Leave ka muna. Boracay, sagot ko yung ticket.
Sige.
Sagot ko yung ticket.
Sige.
And number 9 for Memski. At first, iniisip ko na brutally frank lang talaga siya. But then nalaman ko, hindi. May ugali talaga siyang nanghihiya ng tao. Oh, that's so yucky. That's such a horrible trait.
And di ba we talked about it? You know, the truth isn't an excuse for you to be an a-hole.
Yeah.
Just because it's true that just because you're dishing out facts doesn't mean you can be mean to people.
Yeah. Yep. I definitely agree 100%. Number 8 from Not Isidro. At first, ang mga gadget mo, cellphone, switch, PS5, etc. Pero wala, ipagtanda mo, mga gadgets mo na. BP machine, oximeter. Alam mo yun.
So sad. Pero alam mo, there was a time na I kind of wanted to get a BP monitor.
Yeah.
Just because parang lahat yata ng household, di ba meron usually?
We have one.
Yeah, kasi I remember, Mom, we had one when, you know, I used to live with my parents. Kasi for them. But on my own. Wala lang.
It's important to have it. Kasi like, for example, minsan yung ano lang, yung random, parang ang sakit ng headache. Ng batok ko. Or I have a headache. Parang, for me, make it a standard na. Just to be on the safe side. If it turns out your blood pressure is normal, move on.
Maybe. How often do you check your your blood pressure?
Hindi, ano lang, yun nga, only when there are symptoms. We don't check like randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually lang pag yung parang
nahihilo ka.
Sumakit ang ulo out of nowhere.
Or masyado kang maraming kinaing balat ng lechon.
Ganon, then we would. Mm. We would. And usually what we do is medyo 2 to 3 times na minuulitin to be sure that it's not a fluke.
Kasi diba they say yung electric, yung yung parang the digital one.
Yeah.
They say na medyo it's not as accurate.
Yes. Kaya nga kami parang we do law of averages.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of like do it twice, three times.
Yeah.
Tapos more or less you get an idea na siguro mataas nga. Kasi kunyari if all three mataas. So sometimes we would Like, kunyari mataas yung BP ni Baby Will. After that, I'll try it on me just to check. Kasi ako notoriously low ang blood pressure ko eh. So pag yung super baba na naman, then we're like, ah, okay, then it works. Mukhang mataas talaga yung blood pressure. It's not the machine.
Mm.
You know, so. Number 7, coming from Queen of Deadma. At first, uutang ng maliit. Tapos magbabayad agad. Minsan, before pa the due date. Tapos, pagkampante ka na, na lagi kang nagbabayad, lagi siyang nagbabayad, uutang ng malaki. And then disappear right after.
Naku, yan yung mga MO eh.
MO yan talaga. Una, ano muna, maliit lang. Tapos bayad agad. Ay, bait naman itong umutang. Tapos utang ulit, maliit. Bayad agad. You relax. And then finally, they're like, medyo emergency lang talaga. Can I borrow like a little larger? Mm-hmm. And you're like, of course. I know, nagbabayad ka naman kaagad. Yun, tatakbuhan ka na.
Alam mo, my friend and I were talking about this. Yung utang-utang from people. So, kinukwento niya sa akin na meron silang like classmate from elementary na randomly daw messaged her to borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi naman, sabi ko, were you like close even back then? No doubt. Like, they weren't even like friends. They weren't in the same group or barkada. Wala lang, classmate lang nila, ganyan. Tapos parang nung nag-message sa kanya directly to borrow money, she lent the person money.
Okay.
Pero like, ano lang naman daw, like mga 2K, ganyan. So okay fine, pinautang niya. And then like, hindi na nagbayad. But then when she did that, inassume na niya na, you know, as with most utangs, diba, gano'n naman. Parang bigay na yon technically. Yeah. Tapos parang nag-message na naman sa kanya, borrowing more money. Pero parang actually hindi more money. Like, mas maliit na yung inuutang. Pero umuutang pa rin sa kanya ulit.
Yeah.
So, hindi na niya nireplyan. Sabi niya nga, sabi ko kasi, and I was also like, bakit ikaw? Bakit sa'yo? Which was exactly what she was thinking. Na parang, bakit ako? Diba? We don't have a relationship other than we were classmates before. So why are you messaging me to borrow? Sabi ko siguro nga kasi successful siya the first time, pinahiram mo, you never really asked for your money back, hindi ka na binayaran, diba? So baka iniisip niya na pwede ka lang to just milk you for whatever you can give, diba? And sabi ko, ang sketchy kasi pag ganun na, especially when it's a direct message. Because if there's like an immediate need for money. For example, somebody got sick. Or the person
some
got sick.
Some sort of emergency.
Parang
talaga.
Mas ano ko pa yung ipopost na lang nila.
Call out mo na.
Or hindi, post mo sa profile.
Yes, yes.
Like, lagay mo yung link to your GCash or whatever, your bank account. And explain why you need it. Para everybody knows. And whoever can and whoever wants to help you out, pwede ka na lang padalhan, di ba? Kasi parang yon. Sabi ko, what if, di ba, hindi niya pinopost sa profile niya? Umuutang siya sa'yo. Tapos yung pala, kung saan niya lang ginagastos yung money, just living the life or pinang-dinner niya lang somewhere, ganong level lang pala yung utang niya sa'yo. Kasi, di ba, wala naman siyang pinopost
walang
na
receipt.
May pinagdadaanan siya or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So, I know this case, kinontak siya ng workmate niya from like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm.
They were never really close. They were literally just office mates. Tapos, reminding him of an utang from way back.
Okay.
Tipong 2K, ganun. So siya naman parang like, oh, okay, sorry, you know, I mean, nagkalimutan na siguro through the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, binayaran niya.
Mm.
Tapos, parang nag-chika na parang, ay, thank you, ganyan-ganyan, kasi talagang kailangan ko lang.
Okay.
So, siya naman, parang like, that's a little weird. I mean, it's been 15 years. Tapos, biglang, baka pwede namang umutang. Parang, total, you know, kind of like, you owe me one.
Mm.
Because, you know, hindi mo binayaran yung utang mo.
Parang antagal naman, parang interest na, gano'n.
Oo. So, siya parang like, this is so random. You know, I mean like, so, ano na lang yan, na parang like, I don't even know kung may illegal ka nang ginagawa ngayon or whatever. Like, we've literally never messaged each other since the time that we worked together. So, ano na niya, politely turned down the request for an utang. Binlock siya.
Oh my God!
Diba? It's like, in what planet is this proper behavior?
Yeah. Yes. It's so strange.
It's so strange. It's so strange. The way people behave when it comes to like, ganyan, yung mga money, utang. And I kind of get it. Like, pero parang that's a little harsh.
It is.
To block someone just because ayaw kanya pa utangin. Parang, they don't. owe it to you. And the utang naman, parang if it was really an issue with you before, sana bin-ring up mo before pa, di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi yung kung kailan ang tagal-tagal nang wala. And baka naman talaga it was an honest mistake. And binayaran ka naman ka agad.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung sobrang immediately binayaran siya agad. Na parang, I'm so sorry, I don't even remember this.
Not even knowing kung talagang may
kung talagang
utang
may
siya,
utang,
di ba?
So, wala.
Don't worry, I won't block you like, let's say, 20, 25 years from now. Just don't give me a reason to. So, pag sinabi ko, Chico, meron naman ng 300K, ganun.
Block.
Ikaw yung nam-block.
Ako yung mamba-block. Block. Immediately. And number 6 from I'm Not Looking. Akala ko hindi ko kaya yung mag-commute from work to home since 10 rides ako Balikan from Marikina to Bicutan every day. Pero you know, but then after trying it out a couple of days, I was expecting pa nga it'll take like months to get used to it, but after a couple of days, ayun, batang kalsada na ako.
That's so stressful kasi it's one thing na mahaba yung trip from one place to another. Pero hindi ka bababa. Alam mo yun, let's say may bus, tapos it will take
tuloy ka na.
From your, from, let's say, tricycle, tapos bus, tuloy-tuloy ka na for like an hour or two. Na pagdating mo, yun na yun.
Mm-hmm.
I would still think that's less stressful. Kahit let's say 1 hour lang, pero 10 rides.
Yeah.
Kasi yung, it's the whole, ano eh, yung palipat-lipat.
Kasi for me, the palipat-lipat, okay pa sana sa akin. Kaya ko pa yun. Ang ayoko lang yung, di ba, it's 5 papunta, 5 pabalik. Yung at any point, out of the 5 na kailangan mong sakyan, yung 1 or 2, mahirapan ka nang maghanap
ng...
Kasi kunyari, instantly, may makukuha ka. I don't have a problem kung okay, akit baba.
Mm.
Ang ayoko yung parang each step, hirap kang maghanap
yung
ng...
Yung may uncertainty kung anong oras ka makakasakay.
Kunyari, rush hour ka uuwi, tapos 5 beses ka mag-aabang ng sakay, and all 5, mahirap makahanap, makikipagkagawang ka.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Madali siguro yan kung train. They were like in Japan.
Yes,
you know,
the
subway system in Japan. Sobra siyang... Ang dami ring lipat-lipat, but it's super efficient.
Like, when Marky and I went Pokemon hunting.
Mm.
Tapos magkahiwalay kami yung pumunta eh. Nauna siya eh. I was on my own. And from Tokyo to Yokohama, you have to keep transferring trains. Pero grabe. It was like...
Just like, from one line to another.
One line to another.
Yeah.
Tapos pero, my gosh, it's like, you're like on an airplane each time you ride. Alam mo, sobrang ganda ng seat.
Yeah.
Sobrang like, yeah, no problem.
It's so comfortable.
It's so comfortable.
Oo, totoo.
Number four from Juice Blank. At first, tatawa-tawa. Kasi defense mech niya. Hala, but then, maya-maya, naglalabas na ng sama ng loob sa barkada niya. Yung alam mo yung pag nagbibiroan kayo.
Yeah, yung parang medyo punching bag ng barkada.
Medyo punching bag, and usually, tatawa lang siya. Pero deep inside, masama na pala yung loob. Tapos biglang yon, before you know it, ayan na, bull session na. So, kasi, hey, siya lagi mo bully.
Ang hirap ng ganon. Oh, mas mahirap yung ilalabas sa'yo. Like, matagal na. Yung tagal na palang kinikim-kim na may ginawa ka or
kasi siguro ako na
naginip
na umiyak ka, na napaiyak kita.
Dahil?
Yun nga, yung dream ko. I don't even know. Basta it was just something na inano ko na. Ayun yung iba tayo. Ako ganito, ikaw ganyan. Tapos nag-iba na daw yung mukha mo na parang, what do you mean by that? Diba? It's like, it's maya-maya.
Di mo lang alam, I'm keeping points.
Umiiyak ka na.
I'm keeping score.
Oo. Sa kakatawa talaga doon sa dream ko, hinayaan talaga ako ni Marky. Di man lang tumulong.
I can imagine. He would probably, siguro sa dream mo, he was busy with his phone.
Yeah.
Or, alam mo yun, yes. May iba siyang distracted ginagawa.
Oo. Mm. But strangely, another recurring dream of mine became my dream again. Which is like, being in the ocean with fish that bite. Not necessarily sharks.
God.
Yeah. Like we were swimming down in the beach. Tapos I was like, you know, I had goggles on. Pagtingin ko sa baba, I saw somebody swimming. Tapos meron parang, hindi siya shark. Like a fish with really sharp teeth.
Huh?
And it was going to bite him. And then I saw it underwater na kinagat siya. Tapos pag angat ko, sabi niya, ow! Kumagano. Basta ganun. Weird.
I wonder what that means.
I always have...
Recurring dream yan?
Always.
Yung nangagat na fish?
Na fish. Minsan shark. Most of the time shark. Tapos ganun, yung parang, sometimes I'm in a room, a large room, ha. Yung mala, ano, think Hunger Games. Yung first, yung si
Katniss?
Si Big Doll. Sorry, not Hunger Games. Sorry, Squid Game.
Ah, si yung ano, yun, si Koro, Toro.
Yun, di ba parang siyang big room? Mm. Yung sometimes I'll enter a big room, dark.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos bilang, as I'm walking, bilang, ala, ba't parang basa? Tapos maya-maya tubig na. Tapos maya-maya parang beach na siya. Tapos it's super clear and I could see big fish, big shark swimming along.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Tapos I'm like, bakit may shark dito sa room? Bakit mayroong mini ocean?
I wonder kung bakit yun yung
deal. I don't know. Ako, an interpretation ko, I just feel like I sense danger somewhere in one aspect of my life.
Ako, ang interpretation ko, baka, alam mo yun, ayaw mo kasi ng may teeth. So, nung may sumabit, nakagat ka ni church or something. Di ba when you, di ba play bite, ganyan? So, baka yun yung ano.
Ako feeling ko ano eh, parang the room symbolizes the RX booth. Tapos yung akala mo safe ka, tapos may mga shark pala.
Ready na.
Alam mo yung pag they, if they smell blood.
Ay, nako, every mo. Kahit wala pang blood.
Actually, sila yung magkakos ng
blood. Papaduguin ka.
Number 3 from Rice Baby. True story. At first, akala mo ikaw lang minimessage niya. And then one day, nag-group DM niya kayong lahat. Na-booking tuloy. Akala niya, hiwa-hiwalay magsisend.
Oh no. So, feeling mo special ka?
Yung lumabas na sinend niya and kung kanino pa niya sinend.
Yeah.
Makikita mo.
Actually, even if hindi siya like coming from a playa na romantically nilalandi kayong lahat.
Yeah.
Minsan, like on a friend level, that's also something very manipulative people do. Yung mga parang the queen bees, yan yung mga game plan eh. You form a relationship with every single person. That way, they feel they're closest to you. And they're loyal to you.
To you.
More than any of the others. So you make them feel extra special.
Oh.
Para then, they're like your puppets after. Oh.
But that's so much work.
But it works. It's a tactic that works.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'd be too exhausted. I would be just too exhausted.
Lalo
na kung hindi legit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, kunyari, if it comes naturally, no problem. Mm. I will create a relationship with you. Pero yung just to be able to sink your hooks onto that person.
Para lahat sila, they're your little pawns.
Oh, gosh, that's exhausting. Thinking about it makes me so tired. Number 2 from JR Keita. At first, ayoko talaga sa kanya. But then, nung kinita ko siya, nagsuot ng gray sweatpants na masikip. Parang love ko na siya.
Alam mo, gusto ko talaga, Chico, like one day, surprise me.
Yeah.
Mag-gray sweatpants ka.
Eh, sinusuot ako dito. Pero lang, medyo anticlimactic kasi merong ano.
Hindi yung ano, wag yung short shorts.
No. Gray sweatpants.
Talaga?
I wear it regularly. Kaya lang, ang problema, merong patch na Charmander. Kasi po.
That takes me out of the fantasy. Hindi, dapat yung it's plain.
Hindi, plain siya. Meron lang siyang patch sa may pocket na Charmander.
Ah, talaga? Parang, kasi usually I see you in shorts eh.
Yeah. No, remember, yung first few back to work natin, I would always wear pants. Kasi malamig.
Wag naman yung may Charmander. Dapat yung mga parang kay Gray Sweatpants. Ano? Gray Sweat King. Or something. Oh, ganong level.
Pwede. Hanap ako. Oh,
surprise me.
Ayaw mo ng ano? Ng...
Or hindi, ikaw. Okay lang pala.
Harem pants.
Harem pants. Pwede naman.
Gusto mo harem
pwede.
Pants.
O kaya...
Kulots.
Or yung ibang naririnig ko sa YouTube. Kulots. Hindi, okay lang pala. Yung Charmander suot mo. Tapos, pwedeng iba yung mag-gray sweatpants.
Oh!
Pwede ka magdala ng +1, tapos pasuotin mo siya ng gray sweatpants.
Oh, yan o. Yan o. Nanunumbalik sa akin yung shark dream. Alam mo, parang papatrol siya around the waters. Yung parang naghahanap ng victim.
Oo. Ganon.
And the top, at first, but then, comes from Patrick Starlord.
Patrick Starlord says,
at first, ang tingin ko sa kanya, secret admirer. But then, after ko makita itsura niya, naging stalker ko na siya.
Ooh.
Alam mo yung, pag kasi iniisip mo,
attractive, oo.
Secret admirer.
Kilig.
Pag hindi mo type, stalker.
Scary.
Which
is unfair.
Which is and
kasi malay mo naman malinis yung intentions nila.
Let's put it out there. Just because they're good looking, you have to be careful too. They could be like some of the, di ba yung mga serial killer,
oh
whatever,
God,
yung mga
yes.
Ang gagwaping ng itsura. Mm. They look so decent, they look so di makabasag pinggan, and then turns out, di ba, they're like, just go,
ready
Lord.
To chop you into tiny pieces.
Di ba? So you also have to be careful. Just because they're good looking doesn't mean they're harmless.
Yep.
Yeah. So, the top 10 at first, but then we've got two more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
Join us also Twitch TV and YouTube Live. But for now, if you've got more requests, send them over. We still have over an hour to go at RX931 or text us 0961-1367-931. We're on Telegram and Viber. Good morning to Choi, who says, hey, Chico, you remember Anna Cam? She's my wife.
What?
And yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We listen to the show and they've been listening since way, way back.
I know. So, thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you're enjoying the playlist today. Again, we are playing songs from the 2000s to the 2010s. Let me cue that again for you. Something from River Maya. We're getting a lot of requests, so we'll try to play everything. Don't you worry, I got you. Good morning as well to V, who says, please greet someone a happy birthday. Okay, August D, happy birthday. And Girls Generation Taeyeon. Okay, I think August D is Suga as well. Hello. What's up to Victoriano? And good morning to Demons Girl. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello.
Enjoy this one.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we don't have internet. And
you're frozen, but we're live on Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube Live. So just be patient with us. Hopefully the audio is clear, even though the video is a little laggy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do the top 10 for today, courtesy of the Super Malice Guy. Thank you at first, but then. Let's start off at number 10 from I'm Not Looking. At first, akala ko nakakatakot mag-travel mag-isa. But then, once you try it, you realize you get to enjoy the luxury of doing things at your own pace. Yung hindi ka ngarag dahil kailangan mong gumising ng maaga at sumabay sa mga kasama.
Wala kang kailangang i-consider na, alam mo yun, plans.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to be considerate to anyone na kailangan by this time, ready to go ka na.
That's
you can
true.
Take your sweet time.
Yeah.
Alam mo, perfect talaga yan for people like me.
Mm-hmm.
Na medyo, you know, I have my own pace.
Yeah.
So, wala. I mean, I do love traveling with friends. Obviously, that's definitely more fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Pero yun lang, there is something to that. Na parang, oh, at least, diba, wala magre-reklamo kung
especially
late
talaga,
ka na mag-start.
Ganun yun eh, na parang, alam mo, there's nothing wrong if you wanna take it at your own pace. Pero siguro nga, better if you travel alone.
True.
Kasi mahirap din eh, lalo na kunyari, hindi mo ka-match. Kasi kung pare-pareho kayo ng energy level, no problem, right?
Yeah.
But let's say you're really like, mas chill ka than your friends or the people you travel with. Baka nga it's better na you travel alone. Explore mo rin yun para rin at least hindi ka rin hassle sa kanila. Hindi rin sila hassle sa'yo.
Or para best of both worlds, you can go to a destination with friends and then go back on your own.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So yung with friends, di ba, explore mo na yung mas masaya explore with a group. Like theme parks and yung ibang ganong attraction. Pag tipong mag-isa ka na, at least you can just, yung parang live like a local.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier for
you. Or ano rin, or pwede rin, you travel as a group, Pero pagdating niya doon, kanya-kanya kayo ng activities. Di ba lang, kunyari, okay. O, magsa-safari kami. Yung kunyari, 3 out of 5. Mm. O, the other 2, o sige, kami, dito na lang kami sa resort. We'll just chill by the pool.
Actually, yan yung ano.
Pwede rin naman.
That's what we did na. Yung mga, siguro mga last few travels namin as a barkada.
Oo.
Kasi, syempre, the first trips, laging everything, like all the, yung the whole itinerary, as a group talaga siya. Pero parang eventually, I think it started when we went to Bali.
Yeah.
Na parang, ano na yon, yun na yung parang, okay, well, there are certain people in the group na mahilig pumunta sa yung mga tourist attractions,
yeah,
yung
exactly.
mga pang photo op ng eh meron na gusto lang like me and yung ibang friends ko na we just wanna stay in the villa. I mean, it's such
yeah.
a nice villa. Why yeah. why would you want to leave? Like let's just make use of our time here na tipong wala lang, chill lang, maximize mo lahat ng amenity. Yung ganoon, 'di ba, lahat ng amenity sa pwede. So that's what we did na.
Totoo. Kasi like, yun nga eh, pwede naman kasi. Hindi naman kailangan magkasama the entire time.
Tsaka you're in the same villa, so uuwi din naman sila dun after.
Exactly.
And then you can just have dinner together.
Mahirap lang kasi pag kunyari, couple kayo. Tapos yung isa ayaw, yung isa... Yung medyo mahirap kasi, hello, I mean, you're there together. Barkada pwede pa eh. Kasi mas loose naman yung rules natin when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Number 9, coming from... Let me see here. Coming from Sad Chad. At first, I was this Pabibo employee striving to be the office superhero. Meron pang strive to live by our company's principles. Tapos ngayon, wala. Ayan, nagbabalak mag-resign. Lagi nang late pumasok kasi wala nang motivation. Ang sad naman if you go from one end to the other.
Yeah.
I mean, like, alam mo yun, like, for me kasi you can... You can naman move on without going through that phase na
wala nang passion,
wala ka nang passion. So, I mean, hopefully don't let it reach that point. At saka, ako, let's say, you know, I wanna move on to somewhere else. Ayoko rin iwan yung ganong
pangit yung iniwan mong ano.
Legacy na nagpabaya na ako, wala na akong gana. I mean, I would still feel it, but I'm not going to let it reflect on my work.
Actually, if it were me, I would probably be more like myself nung nag-uumpisa ko towards the end.
Yeah, exactly.
I would do it with like all my pabibones, like lahat na.
Exactly.
Ibubuhos mo na kasi kumbaga last push, 'di ba? And
totoo.
You want, yun nga, you want to leave, you know, something good behind. And ang sasabihin ko lang sana dun sa entry na yan, hindi dahil nalilate, ibig sabihin gusto na mag-resign.
Ah, oh,
para malinaw lang, di ba? Hindi lahat
na.
Ng nalilate. Oo. Di ba, boss? Yung iba talagang ano lang, minsan, di ba? Hindi
ano
maiwasan.
Ano ba yung ano word? Ano? Pasaway? Parang ano ba?
Hindi naman lagi. Minsan.
Hindi naman lagi. Hindi naman lagi.
Minsan.
Oh, ano lang?
Mga 10 minutes lang naman.
Zeus? Maliit na bago. Maliit na bagay.
Okay lang yun.
Number 8 from Gambit Gab. At first, ikaw pa ang nagpo-protesta against returning to the office. But then, after mo ma-experience ulit ang mag-work sa office and face-to-face convo with friends, office mates, ayaw mo na ulit umuwi ng bahay. Hindi, alam mo talaga, we're just resistant to change. You know, when we first had our work from home, we were like, it's fun, but it's weird.
We'd rather be in the booth.
Tapos nung medyo matagal-tagal na tayong work from home and it was time to move back to the booth, we're like, can we just work from home? Diba? Like,
yeah.
I really think it's just what you get yourself used to.
Yeah.
And once you're used to it, it's harder for you to make that change again.
Actually, totoo yan. Kasi
that weird talaga eh. Minsan it's really just a mind game.
It is.
Yeah.
Oo. And sa totoo lang naman talaga, it's actually a lot of fun to be around people at work. Kasi
yeah.
you can have your alone time after work, you know,
it's
when you
true.
Get home.
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't work like that for everybody.
Yeah.
I think ang best pa rin is yung best of both worlds. Yung you have work from home and you have work on site.
Ah, pwede rin.
Ang dami ko rin naman nakilala na until now actually.
I think
back to, ano na, meron pa rin silang from work from home.
I think ang problem is like, if you're if you live far from your work. Kasi that really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yung drive. Oh, I think that's what a lot of people are dreading. Yung mga tipong kunyari, you live in the south, you work in the north. Medyo painful yun.
So, lalo na with the gas prices.
No? I think that's the one that they don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 7, coming from Queen of Deadma. At first, open daw siya sa comments and suggestions. But then, nung marami nang nagsasalita, nasabihan ka ng, ang dami mong alam. Yung parang like, didn't you ask for comments and suggestions?
I think pag nanghihingi ka, you shouldn't be
it.
Like that. Oh,
at
oh,
saka
oh.
Di ba ibig sabihin that you will accept it?
Yeah.
Diba? I mean like, pero be open to it. Hindi pwedeng hingi ka ng comments and suggestions tapos pag may nag-suggest, tawagin mong epal. Di ba? Parang, that's not right.
True.
At the very least, consider it.
Be respectful.
Be respectful. Number 6 from Milky Bear. At first, nakikisabay pa ako sa biro ng friends ko about this one guy. But then, parang nasasanay na ako tsaka medyo kinikilig na ako dun sa biroan nila.
Ay, doon naman yan minsan nag-iumpisa talaga.
Yeah. Yeah. Ako kasi my experience with that is like,
no.
Not very good.
Really?
No, kasi like we were being teased. We were being paired. So ako naman, nadala sa ano, and yeah, we lasted like 2 weeks.
Pero kasi initially, wala ka talagang
feelings. Parang ganon. Pero alam mo yung nadadala ka, and sometimes you get to the point where you yourself are convinced.
Na you're into that person.
Like you're into them. And then, you know, when you do get together, you realize, ay, parang hindi pala. Diba? So, I don't know. Unless super gusto mo na yung tao to begin with.
Which is the case sa lahat naman ng tinutukso namin sa'yo dito sa show. Am I right, Chico? I mean, you already expressed interest.
Parang
kasi madami ka kasing crush masyado. Iba-iba yung accent eh. So,
nakakalito
na din.
Nakakainis. Number 5, coming from Maxim De Winter. At first, I'm really trying to listen to what you're saying. Pero pag lumampas ka na ng 5 minutes, sorry, yung utak ko talaga nasa ibang planeta na.
Diba? Ako ganyan talaga
ako. It tends to wander.
Parang I start to hear crickets.
Oo, wala na. Nag-zone out ka na.
Nag-zone out na ako.
Number 4 from Archie Aguilar. At first, I didn't like you, but then I got to know you better. Well, now I hate you.
That's okay.
Okay.
That escalated quickly.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 from Camilo. At first, sabi, first time daw niya. But then, nagulat na lang ako. Mala Cirque du Soleil ang acrobatics. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your first time?
My first time? Yeah.
No, if you were to rate your performance, your first time.
I'd say super.
10 being the highest.
Super in the middle. Hindi naman. Siguro, I would rate it a little higher than in the middle. 7, 8.
How would you rate your partner?
4.
Talaga? Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It wasn't a very memorable. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I was just like, ah.
Was it also their first time?
No.
So, baka done. Mas ano, may expectations ka kasi ikaw yung...
Probably.
Ikaw yung first-timer. Feeling mo dapat mas marami siya.
Actually, ano nga, parang like, that's it? Really? I mean, parang I expected that it would be such a magical, enchanting experience.
Mm-mm.
Kasi nga romantic, di ba? So, you're thinking, siguro, parang I'll hear
like
violins.
Sparks will fly.
Oh, di ba? I'll hear violins and like, birds will be chirping.
Oh my God.
Parang like, oh, okay. Parang, can we like...
Not quite. What happened?
Can I take a shower now? And alam mo yun, yung parang, it was so like, okay. Ganun pala yun.
Yeah.
Nothing, ano, nothing great. Not bad. Don't get me wrong. Not bad. But I wasn't really like, was mildly disappointed. And Diabolique at number 2. At first, ang klaro-klaro ng plano. But then, ayan na, sa isa ng nililihis ang plano, kesyo palitan ng date, ibahin ng resort, gawing ganito.
Don't you just hate it when it's a group thing?
Yeah, yes.
And the minute somebody says something to change the plan, usually hindi na matutuloy.
Yeah.
Kasi ang dami
nang ibang back-off na. Kasi may ano ko niyan eh. May meeting ako niyan eh.
Tapos maiinis na yung nag-organize kasi parang, ay naku, ang gulo-gulo niyo.
Yeah.
Wala na, hindi na matutuloy.
Dapat kasi stick to one plan. For me, parang, kunyari, pag ganyan ha, kasi meron mga groups na madaling kausap. Mm. Usually pag may plan, di ba? Yun yung mga, but tuloy naman everyone. But if you're the kind of group na may tendency to do that, I would be happy with somebody come up with a plan. Yung pwedeng pumunta, pumunta. Yung hindi pwede, wag.
Mm.
Done.
Rather than isa-isa mo pang i-check kung ano, okay ba to sa'yo?
Right?
Okay ba to sa'yo?
It's just, it never works pag ganun.
Yeah.
It's just too much work. And the top, at first, but then, comes from this guy, JV.
This guy, JV, says,
at first, I was this enthusiastic youngster who wanted to change the world. But then, reality hit me. And now, I'm just barely trying to survive.
Everybody starts off that way, right?
Totoo yan.
Well, maybe not everybody, but majority of people.
Or ano, maybe not as lofty, pero I'm pretty sure most people would be like, I want to make my mark.
Yeah. I want to make a difference in the world.
I want to make a difference. No matter how small, maybe not world, pero alam mo yun, minsan in your community, in your family. Pero yeah, reality has a tendency to pull you back down to the earth.
Oh, yeah.
And say, okay, let's just try to survive for now. So, we'll be playing a couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live. Makikigulo kami sa inyo.
That's right. So, join us if you're not there yet. Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube Live for now.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final Top 10 for today, courtesy of The Super Malice Guy. Thank you for the topic at first, but then...
But let's greet some people first.
Yes.
Hello, Christer Salvador. And good morning to the Irwinator. Also to Coco Hernandez. Ang daming kinilig dun sa OST number 3
yeah,
natin.
Super,
the Casper one.
Super, super.
Coco says, OMG, bakit kayo ganyan? Akala, alaala ng masarap na ghosting kasi kinikilig ka pero ghost lang pala ang pantasya.
Oo.
G-Man's Girl says, again, happy birthday to my other bias, love of my life, Min Yoongi, si Suga. Somebody actually tweeted na I think bias niya si Suga tapos yung boyfriend niya, birthday din today.
Oh!
So, yeah, Suga's Girl says, please greet my real boyfriend. A happy birthday. He and Suga share the same birthday. We're on the way to LU. Tuned into The Morning Rush. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good morning to Smace. And also saying hi to Sledge and Tita CG. They listen to the show every day. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello again to M. Also, good morning. Sledge, who also says, love that soundtrack. The Casper one. Hello to Shay. And we also want to say good morning to C. Antithesis, who sent us a photo. I think, sabi niya, please say hello to Anna, Josh, Memo, Vince, and Aki, all the way from gloomy Cebu.
Oh, wow.
Maggie and AC also locked in. And Miggy Hidalgo and Lai NY, thank you for tuning in. Good morning.
Good morning. And here we go. Let's start off at number 10. Coming from Patrick Starlord. At first, libre niya lahat. But then, eventually, libre pa din niya. Pero inuutang na niya sa'yo. Paano siya naging libre?
Hindi na yun libre.
Hindi na yun libre.
Ibang usapan na yan.
Number 9, coming from Camilo. At first, akala ko na sa crocodile farm ako. But then, I realized, hala, nasa kongreso pala ako.
Ang dami rin naman kasing ano eh, same creatures, di ba?
Oo.
Oh, alam mo ba, ano, kasi nag-start na yung Top Chef. Nakita yung, di ba usually pag first episode, papakita yung what's to come the whole season.
Okay.
Meron silang ano, ganun, yung parang alligator meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, nakakatakot.
Hey, alligator meat's really good. Also,
yeah.
Interestingly enough, when I was playing Pokemon Go near Congress, last time, the nests were all Croconaw and Totodile, which are all alligator spots.
Alligators!
Oh!
Okay, yeah.
Yes! Okay. So, sakto-sakto.
And number 8 from Diabolique. At first, akala mo friendly. But then, malalaman mo later, orokan pala.
Ay, plastic! Tiara. Hindi, kasi pero madaming ano yan, ganyan.
Very ano yan, ha? Very tricky kasi it's such a thin line between friendly and plastic. Diba? Kasi how do you know that they're just being friendly?
Mm.
And how do you know that they're being plastic? And minsan, people who are friendly are not really plastic but more like they just would try to give a little bit more. Mas extra lang sila, I guess.
For me, I think of, ano kasi, pag plastic, yung pretending to be someone they're not.
Ah.
Yun yung plastic in yes. my eyes.
Hindi, kunyari ganito. Kunyari, di naman kasi kita talaga super type as a person.
Hmm.
But I'll be nice to you because I think, you know, maybe I should just do that for everyone. Even the people I...
No, that's just cool.
Is that being plastic?
Yeah, oh, no, iba yun eh. Parang iba kasi yung being nice versus being chummy with someone you don't
oh, that's
like.
True.
That's plastic.
Yeah, like okay, interestingly enough, this happened this morning. Someone that I know for a fact does not like this quote-unquote social climber that I know started, you know, he always like says all these bad things about this person, and then suddenly I see this person, I mean the person he was talking about, post something. Tapos linalike niya lahat ng mga photos niya.
Oh.
I'm just like, isn't that plastic? I think that's super, super plastic.
Okay, okay. Or kasi maybe, or maybe to counteract, kasi nga he's talking smack about him, so ilalike niya para hindi siya ma... hindi maging suspicious sa kanya.
That's true. Even more kung nagko-comment siya. Na parang, di ba, go bestie!
I've seen a lot
ganon.
Of those. Go bestie, go sexy, ganon-ganon, di ba?
Oh. Pero pag nakatalikot. No. Oh, yeah, I guess. Hindi kasi like, for example, kunyari hindi ko type si Hazel. Tapos nag-uusap kami ni Marky, tapos dumating si Hazel. Tapos I'm like, hey Hazel, uy, ano, tapos kunyari we have some common interests naman. Like, kunyari, hey, did you see the match between ganyan, ganyan? Ah, okay. So, all right, bye. Tapos pag-alis ni Hazel, si Marky, plastic. Like, is that plastic? I mean, you do have actual common interests. You don't like each other, but what's...
I don't think that's plastic.
Ako din
I think that's
eh.
a normal conversation. For me talaga,
me
yung
too.
Plastic is... yun nga, pretending to love them when you don't actually even like them. Yung parang,
yeah.
Oh, I love you. I'm gonna, you know, you're like, it's so good to see you. Yung may mga yeah, ganun yeah, pa. Kasi yeah. yung ganun na conversation
siguro
lang about
level.
A common interest, it's fine.
It's
yeah,
level,
yeah,
I guess
it's level. If it's
yeah.
like really, really fake, like, oh, yes. I really love you, I really like you, then that's plastic.
That's
but
plastic.
If it's, but if it's just like a regular conversation, you're just being cordial. I
kasi
guess.
May mga maldita rin talaga eh, na... when you're civil to people na alam nilang you don't particularly get along with, sasabihin nila kagad plastic ka.
Mm.
Diba? Yung talaga, ay, plastic. Minsan ka nag-good morning ka lang, tatawagin kang plastic. Parang, not necessarily.
At saka kasi, for me then, yung not liking a person, meron kasi you don't like them, period. Meron yung you don't like them when they do certain things
when
only.
They do certain things,
but in
yeah.
general, you know, wala ka namang problema with them. So, yun, levels, like you said.
Actually, that's true.
True.
Number 7 from C. Antithesis. At first, Netflix and chill. But then, what? Nauwi sa kainan. Kasi
no.
nagpa-deliver siya ng maraming food. Ay, ang generous.
Talaga ba?
Ang bait naman.
Super nice. Alam mo,
nice
ano?
Naman. Parang gusto ko yan.
Goal ko not to order anything for the next, I don't know, maybe week. Because I have so much in my fridge. As in, ang dami kong pwedeng lutuin. Kasi in my head, ang dami kong gustong lutuin. Pero for some reason, tinatamad akong magluto. Eh, masasayang na naman. So, goal ko, bawal magpa-deliver.
Oh!
Kasi diba, I was telling you, I wanna make my tortellini soup.
Yeah.
I want to make my mango tomato salsa. And like, basta ang dami kong plan na gawin. Hopefully, magawa ko sila.
Tignan natin.
So, like, literally, I wanted to start my diet again yesterday. And I went to the shopping mall and I bought crinkles. Kala ko, I'm just gonna eat one. And I ate like four. So guys, do not buy these food if you have temptations. I'm telling you.
That's
like
true.
You'll just eat everything in one go.
Diyos ko naman, Marky, magda-diet ka pa nung lagay na.
Tsaka apat na crinkles, parang ano lang.
Diyos ko naman.
Malaki yung mga crinkles, ha? Ganito sila.
Ay, okay. Oh, okay. Well, malaki nga naman.
And they're like, super the best.
Tsaka pag sinabi
heard
ni Marky na malaki, ako naniniwala ako. Ay. Kasi malaki yung hand ni Marky, eh. So, alam mo yon, yung basis niya
totoo
parang,
yan.
Diba? Kasi ako pag sinabi ko malaki, eh, ang liit ng hands ko. Malaki ba talaga?
Everything looks bigger
exactly
nga, diba?
Exactly. Oo.
Ano, pag hinawakan mo, diba? Parang ang laki na hindi naman, ano lang,
sabihin
optical
ko pa,
illusion.
Two hands. Pero actually, kung malaki yung kami mo, kaya mo naman ng one hand yun, diba? So,
imagine two hands ko.
Oo. Pag ganunin mo, ano itsura?
Ako kasi ano eh.
Ay.
Specialty ko ano.
Yeah, it's pretty big actually, to be honest.
That's true. I have small cysts.
That's definitely a Brazilian or an Arab right there.
Specialty kasi ano, yung no hands. Diba?
Ikaw? Kaya hindi mo na kailangan magsukatan dito eh, no? You measure by looking. By sight.
Number 6 from Maxim De Winter. At first, I thought you looked fantastic. But then, you started talking.
Ano pero, na? Parang turn off. Pagka,
pero ang lakas, no? Maka...
At saka ano yan? Iba-iba. Pwedeng na-turn off ka because of their voice. Na-turn off ka
that's
because
true
of the content of what they're
that's
saying.
That's true.
Na-turn off ka dahil yung accent, baka hindi mo feel. Alam mo yun, medyo judgy ka sa grammar. Pwede rin. Ang daming possible reasons.
Totoo yan. And number 5 for Milky Bear. At first, akala ko ang talino ko nung high school. But then I went to college. First year pa lang, may bagsak na. Alam mo, super favorite ko yan. Yung sa, I forgot what show that was about dancing. Alam mo yung parang mga steps.
Center stage.
Mm. Yung ang opening niya, sabi niya parang, I was the best in my school. And then I went to the parang, ano no, Juilliard.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yung mga fancy, ano, in New York.
Parang you're, ano eh.
Small fish in a big
pond.
Interestingly enough, I was the opposite in college.
Boso, si Chico, tawa ng tawa.
Mali. Oh, big pond.
Small fish in a big pond.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was the opposite in college. Like, I was terrible in high school. Failed basically everything. Then when I got to college, that's when I shaped up. So sometimes it's the opposite.
Yeah, meron din naman ganun.
Yeah.
Pero kasi diba sometimes, when you're a big fish in a small pond, you think you're the best. That you're unbeatable. That there's nobody better than you.
That's probably why. That is probably why. Because you already have that mentality coming from high school.
Yeah.
That you kind of feel like you're already the top dog. And then when you get to college, you have that feeling and you don't apply yourself as much as you
that's
used
true
to.
Tsaka ano din eh, may outside factors also kasi for example when you get to college you tend to go out more.
Yeah.
You start dating.
True.
May mga ganun ng distraction. Yeah. So
my friends na doctors, they were saying it's a common occurrence daw na like the ones who top the class all the time during pre-med, they're not always the ones who excel during med proper.
Mm.
Kasi nga parang they peak too early.
Yeah.
Yung naibuhos na nila lahat.
Mm-hmm.
For you to top the pre-med, it's been you probably like studied like anything. So meron talagang fallout pagdating ng proper.
Makes sense actually.
Meron daw talagang ganun.
Also and, performance anxiety.
Yeah.
That's why nagiging bottom na sila after.
And next, number 4 from Queen of Deadma. At first, but then, at first happy crush lang, but then eventually nagiging major heartbreak na.
Oh, yung mga happy crush na yan.
Yung parang I'm not really taking this seriously, you know. It's just for fun, you know, like tapos biglang na in love ka tapos.
Buti kung ganun lang yung istorya. Ang masama yeah. minsan, you're in a relationship tapos may happy crush ka at work.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, well, there's no harm because I'm not gonna do anything about it. It's just like a happy crush, you know?
Yeah.
I do know I'm in a relationship. Pero minsan, what if biglang ma-develop yung happy crush to something more?
Or biglang iinom kayo sa party. Mm,
diba?
Bakit? Ano bang sabi?
Chico, would you like a drink?
Yeah, I like a glass of beer.
Would you like to go to a pub with me, Chico?
Oh, fabulous. Yun ang sagot.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Dapat magkaroon ng fabulous. Ano, diba parang ano, pub five. Parang... Queer Eye. Diba? Pub 5.
Pub 5.
The Pub 5.
Oo, diba? So, mga ganyan. Mm. Kaya ko yan, ha? number 3 from Memski. At first, akala ko simpleng get together lang. Hala? But then, magiging bull session pala.
Yung bull session yun talaga. Hindi mo maiiwasan yan. At one point or another. Meron at meron kong mapapagdaanan po sa siya.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Eh, you don't like kasi exposing your, revealing your true feelings.
Not just that. Kasi sa akin parang, you know.
So much drama.
If we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it. Let's not wait for like a party na everyone's having fun. Tapos biglang maglalabas ka na ng sama ng loob.
Or, okay, when it comes to dealing with feelings. Worst. Would you rather have a conversation or would you rather the person just sends you an email or like a long message telling you how they okay. feel?
If you're asking me what I'm more comfortable with, obviously, if it's written. But to be honest, just talk face to face. Kasi pag written, ano pa eh, hinuhulaan mo pa yung context. Hinuhulaan mo yung tone.
Parang nagkakaroon pa ng more drama.
At saka parang it's open to more interpretation.
Mm, true.
Kasi diba, pag kunyari, in person, yung parang, kasi kaya, what do you mean?
You can explain
mean,
yourself right
when
away.
When did I do that? Yung mga ganun, yung pwede na kayong, alam mo kagad, gano'n siya kagalit, snarky ba, or, you know what I mean? Parang it's just, it's the simplest and most direct form of communication.
Yeah.
Although, it also depends on how well you communicate. Because there are some people who communicate better face-to-face. There are some people who have a hard time speaking and talk better through messages.
Oo naman. Kaya nga sabi ko, comfort level. Pero sa akin lang,
yeah.
mas mahaba pa yung usapan pag messages.
For me, kasi kapag friend ko, parang I will have a hard time saying the things I want to say face to face.
Ay, iba pa yan. Sama ng loob pa yan.
Mahirap ako to ganun to express my mga hinanakit. I would rather put it in writing and then let's have a conversation after.
Yung parang alam mo na. Pero see, that's what I mean. Meron ka pa rin
meron kang
conversation
after.
Mm-hmm. Diba? I mean, tapos that's just sama ng loob ha. Tanggalin mo pa yung secret crush. Oh, ang hirap pa niyan lalo. Yun, talaga dapat face to face.
Body to body. Ay, body to body.
Okay, that's...
Hindi, diba mag-hug kayo after? Para oh, sige ah. Ano to?
Okay.
No big deal.
Parang, are you sure you're okay with this? Are you sure I'm not making you feel uncomfortable? No. Okay, come here.
Exactly, diba? Kasi there's no need to make things uncomfortable for both of you. Pag ganyan. Okay. Parang yeah. crush lang naman. It's not like
yeah, don't gray ham it up.
Good morning to my friend Rai and Wendy. They're on the way to a passport renewal. Good morning.
Sorry, ham it up.
Good morning to Jamie, my friend from SG.
I'm frozen.
Good morning.
My screen froze. Oh no, we have to wrap this up.
Sorry, nakamali ako.
I'm frozen.
If you don't acknowledge it, it never happened.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. Okay, so here we go. Number two, coming from Patrick Starlord. At first, it was just one night, but then it became one night more and ended up forevermore.
Mm. Aww.
At first, one guest thing, and then it became another guest thing.
Oh no, I'm frozen again. Oh no, I'm not moving. Oh no.
Oh, chico, ay follow up na natin.
Sabi niya, no? Sabi ni Juice Blanc. Ano, sabi ni Juice Blanc? Filter kayo dyan. Sana naman nagbebenta ng filter. Sana talaga. And the top at first, but then comes from Not Isidro.
Not Isidro says,
dati nung high school, batchmate mo lang. But then, after 20 years, soulmate mo na.
Mm.
Oh, I mean, you know, there's really something so romantic about like childhood sweethearts. Kasi lang
hindi
parang,
ako yun, ha?
Para kasi ano, para kasi alam mo na, like, there's something so timeless na tuloy-tuloy na from childhood until now. Ang galing lang.
Frozen ba kami sa video mo?
Alam na.
Frozen ba kami sa video mo? Hindi mo nakikita, pinagagagawa namin.
Ay, hindi. Oh, ang gulo ng internet natin eh, nakakainis.
Buti na lang. Sige.
Good thing, good thing. Watch back mo na lang mamaya.
And then, so there, di ba? Parang alam mo yung mga stories na yung mga tipong mula grade school hanggang... Because I have hosted weddings where they were together, yun, from school sweetheart.
It sounds like a plot from a movie kasi.
Di ba?
Very wrong.
Parang I want one of those.
At saka alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung parang obviously they've met other people through the years. Through high school, grade school, at work. Or multiple jobs pa yan. Pero alam mo yung, wala silang mahanap na anyone better. So, they end up together. At saka, even if hindi tuloy-tuloy ha, I like those childhood sweethearts. Tapos wala na. You know, they grew up, they had their own separate lives.
Lost touch.
Tapos yung magmi-meet sila ulit after so long. Tapos parang they kind of like remember, oh, we were good together when we were kids.
There's a reason why 13 going on 30 is one of the best, most kilig movies out there.
Ever.
That's like the plot of 13 going on 30.
Aww.
It's literally one of my favorite rom-coms talaga. It's so cute.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
So, wala lang.
You know what?
That's so sweet.
I tried that before. I went all the way to Switzerland, saw my ex, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, I was brought to meet the fiancé, the parents.
Okay. The worst.
I thought I was gonna like rekindle the flame, pero wala.
That's the kind of thing that also sounds, parang it's something I would do. May ano kasi ko eh, you know, I have a thing for
your exes?
Nostalgia. I guess you can say that.
You can say that. Hindi,
yeah,
pero parang ano rin yun ha. Parang plot din ng movie yun ha.
Mm.
Yung kay Marky, yung you thought you could rekindle something from your past. You go there on an impulse.
Only to realize
tapos
that.
Parang like, look, I'm here. And like, oh, that's great. Here, let me introduce you to my fiancé.
Ouch!
Oh.
Let me introduce you to my fiancé. Oh, and my kid too. Oh. Along with my parents.
Okay. Diba?
Yeah.
Pero nowadays kasi, I don't know if that can happen as easily because...
There's Facebook.
You're kind of like, even if you don't see each other...
You're caught up in.
At the very least, you know, the major events that if they got married, if they have kids, medyo magigets mo na.
True.
It's harder to do now because, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Alam mo, it's so cute kasi meron akong classmate from like grade school na he liked me when we were like second grade. Alam mo yun, tipong he would buy me one of the first people na nagbigay sa akin ng gift. Ganon. Yung mga ganon for no reason. So, And also, like, a friend told me na, yun nga, he had a crush on me or whatever. Tapos parang, we lost touch, but, you know, online friends na kami on Facebook, ganyan. He's married, you know, he lives far away. Pero, you feel it? Like, kunyari, birthday. Yung parang may something kilig about it. Like, when I greet, he responds right. Iba yung response niya sa akin compared to other people. Yung parang ganon. Oh. And it's just like, obviously, there's nothing that's going to happen because, and diba, we're adults and he has his own life and I have my life. Pero there's, yun nga, feeling ko, it's what do you call this? Pareho kami, it's mutual. Na parang yeah. You kind of, it just makes you smile. It reminds you of like when you were kids and you know, you liked each other or whatever.
And saka,
cute
even
lang.
Even if it doesn't exist anymore as a
adult, yeah.
You love how it felt at the time and yes. You do remember.
Mm, exactly.
So, there you go. What about us?
What about us?
Okay, let's see.
At first.
But then. I swear, ako talaga.
Oh. Meron ka na?
Wala pa eh.
Ako, sige. At first, kala ko, ano na, na-cure ko na yung sarili ko from my shopping addiction.
Oh, okay.
Diba, I was telling you, proud ako na, yung parang napababa ko yung credit card bill ko last month, ganyan, compared to like, the average. Tapos, I was so proud of myself. But on the same day that I got that billing statement, look at me, I did so well last month. I spent more in one day than I did the entire month. Before. Kasi medyo, siguro masyado akong natuwa. I felt like rewarding myself. And I was like, at least now I know na I can do it. I'm capable of doing it if I only keep track of
ano
my
yan
expenses.
Eh, spending equivalent nung, alam mo yung nag-workout ka ng isang araw, tapos kumain ka good for 3 days. Kasi feeling mo, nag-workout
yeah,
na ako.
Yeah, happens
eh.
All the time.
It happens all the time.
Ay, at least, diba? In my head, di next month ulit. Sige, gawin ulit natin yung okay. Mindful spending.
You know what, Hazel? Same. Last month, I saw my credit card bill and I was like, because I thought that I made a good amount of money from Christmas, right? And it was all coming in, blah, blah, blah. And suddenly I'm like, oh, splurge here, splurge there, splurge everywhere. Let's eat here, eat there. Grabe, umabot sa 6 digits. I was like, what did I do?
What did I did? What did
What did I said?
Did?
What did I did? OMG.
But we can't deprive ourselves. So okay lang naman yun. You know.
Well, at least ikaw wala kang digital creatures.
Well...
Dami-dami kong digital
altogether.
Creatures na mahal-mahal.
Siguro for me, at first, well, for my job, you know, at first, I really thought that it was like, alam mo yung, like a school job gets, yung something that I would do while I was in college. But then, it became like a lifelong thing. Yeah, that was really super, like, I didn't really expect that this would be my
career.
Actually, diba, that's the difference between a job and a career. A job is something that just, you know, that you just do. A career is something that parang vocation mo na siya. So I really thought that it would be like a college thing. Na parang, after I graduate, I'll go get a real job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll work somewhere else. Maybe a desk job or something. So, yeah.
Tapos biglang... Kung makahakot ng Golden Dove, oh, yung talagang lifetime achievement.
Yan kasi, hindi ko kasi yan pinagtrabahuan. Parang it's just like, I was just a branch and they all perched on.
Oh my God!
Fell on your lap.
They just perched on me.
Oh my God!
And you ate them all up.
I can't.
Ay, gusto kong isubo sa'yo lahat ng bird na yan nandito sa likod ko. Ang Golden Dove mo.
Dini-display yan, hindi yan kinakain.
Nakakainis eh. Nakakainis to eh. Ay, nako.
Choke on those birds.
May sumagot naman si Marky?
Papasagutin ba natin?
Okay. Let's see. At
Bilis, mag-APE pa ako.
Okay, yes. At first, I was gonna be... At first, I thought I was just gonna be a singer. Or no, yeah, at first, I thought I was just gonna be a singer. And next thing you know, here I am, like, doing bad things to women on Viva Max.
Oh.
Ay. Oh. Oh. At first, you thought you were going to be stuck with those mics, right? Mga pangkanta mo. Biglang...
Exactly. Oh. Biglang ano...
Kung ano, puro ano
mani.
Na. Sa movie set, yun yung snack nyo.
Oh, may mani. No, may isang part na may parang may nakita kong let's just say someone that I wanted. So kumuha ako ng mani and to the camera I was just eating the mani.
I prefer cornic. I prefer cornic.
Ako green peas.
Oh, that too.
Pero
I love
cornic,
that too.
Masarap din. Oh,
masarap yung cornic. It's my favorite.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We are donezo. Thank you for joining us. Chico, Hazel, and Marky out for now. Bye.
Bye.